1,000-kilometre paddle starts off with one stroke from Newcastle to Noosa, and joining us, the real-life mermaid. She's made it successfully through day one, Juliana Bars-Thompson. Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're very good. Now, are you on the water right now?
I am.
Oh, wow. And tell us what you can see in front of you. What's the vision like?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 islands in front of me that I'm kind of dodging.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. And you're somewhere off the coast of what, Nelson Bay?
Around like, yeah, the Tomaree area.
And tell us a bit about what happened on Sunday, day one of your paddle, because the freezing conditions really wreaked havoc early, didn't they?
Oh, big time, yeah. I got, day one, I had all the dolphins in Newcastle Harbour with me, so that was pretty amazing to start with them.
Wow.
And then later throughout the trip, there was some whales and stuff, so that was pretty cool. They were actually on the inside of me, so we were out pretty far.
That's amazing.
And then, yeah, got hypothermia, so things didn't end nicely.
You must have felt awful, like that's the worst. So what, just shivering and convulsing?
Yeah, I couldn't really control my body, what it was doing. I was just shivering. I was mentally alert, but physically I had nothing.
So did you keep going through that, or have you decided to take a rest and recover and get back on the water?
I was on the jet ski and just getting food shoved in my face and getting like rubbed and heat packed and, yeah, layered and stuff. So
full on. So what are you eating in a moment like that? I'm thinking, you know, hypothermia, high performance athlete, Chico roll.
Cranberries and cashew nuts.
So no Chico roll?
No Chico roll.
Oh, silly me. How are you going to put a fryer on the back of a jet ski? I'm an idiot.
And Juliana, I do love your sandwich of choice, peanut butter and honey. Yum.
Oh, yeah, I only got through 4 bites of it, unfortunately, before I really needed some help.
Wow.
So, okay, so you're 2 days into this epic journey. Are there any thoughts of, maybe I won't bother going through with this?
Oh, no, it's all good. Like, paddling around this morning, there was massive whales fully breaching. Their whole bodies were flying out of the water. And I was just screaming like a kid going, oh, my God, what is that? So, like, you know, it's moments like that. And then I've had some pretty special moments with these massive seabirds. Yeah. And they, like, just come and one almost landed on my head. And then it was, like, just hanging around me while I was paddling. And, yeah, it was so cool.
And do you have a coconut named Wilson with you yet? Or?
Oh, I reckon we're pretty close to getting a pet Wilson, I'll tell you what.
And it's all for a great cause, Juliana. You've already raised over $20,000 for White Ribbon, and you can donate mermaidwithamessage.com.au. We look forward to tracking you along the journey as you head north to Noosa, and hopefully waters will start to get a little bit warmer on the way north.
Oh, I hope so. That's the fun part that I'm keeping the back of my mind.
Well, let me tell you, it's a beautiful 16 degrees and overcast up here today.
Let's hope it's warmer by the time you arrive, Juliana.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much for your support, guys. That's awesome.